This month, Elephant Corporation delivered its first in a series of monthly food drops to the anger-stricken communities of Amboseli and Marsabit in Kenya, home to elephants and other wildlife species. As part of a new initiative called Elephants to the Rescue, officials from the California-based group says it plans to distribute $100,000 of food to over 2,500 people living in the two respective regions. Sean Sugarman is the president of Elephant Corporation.
One of the things that we know is that the rangers are the first responders and are really the heroes in protecting wildlife and elephants. And so we definitely wanted to support them and their communities through this really difficult time. We decided to go out to Amboseli and to Marsabit, which were two communities that have a fair number of elephants living nearby. In Amboseli, there's about 1,600 elephants, and in Marsabit, about 8,000.
Elephants are threatened by extinction. Over the last several decades, the population of African elephants has steadily declined. Wildlife poaching has been exacerbated by COVID-19 and its impact on tourism income. But the unique non-profit is focused on finding effective ways to help elephants and the communities living near them, as Sugarman explains.
In Marsabit, there are many conservancies up there for wildlife. We have 150 rangers that will be supporting rangers and their families. And our hope is to be able to do this more, to have some success here, and then go back to our donor community and ask for more so that we can actually feed more folks in other places as well in Kenya.
Locals say their lives have been drastically disrupted by COVID-19 and that there is extreme food insecurity in the villages surrounded by wildlife. Sugarman says by feeding the children, families and rangers will fight wildlife poaching. His non-profit organization is making a difference.
You know, because of the shutdown, we haven't had any tourism. So women making beads and pottery and selling, these sources of income have dried up. So that and having the schools locked down, many of these families rely on the school to feed at least one meal, maybe even two, to the children. You know, that puts more pressure on them. So we found that Amboseli and Marsabit were lapsing into food insecurity.
He said working with a Kenyan youth group, the charity was able to deliver sacks full of grains, legumes and cornmeal to the wildlife communities. Founded in 2016, Elephant Corporation says the series of food drops will occur monthly throughout 2021 to help ranchers and their families who are instrumental to reducing wildlife poaching. The non-profit is also attempting to address the issue of human-wildlife conflict that is rampant across Africa. Sugarman gives more details.
An example recently is in Zambia. We're working with an organization called Kamako, and we just recognized three government officials in Zambia for their efforts to stop the decimation of the forest there. And so they're beginning to police the cutting down of trees more aggressively. And we're working with Kamako to create other means for cooking that don't require the damage to the forest.
In Meru, on Kenya's central highlands, where elephants have in recent years invaded farmlands and destroyed crops, Sugarman says his organization is partnering with conservation groups to fence off the park to stop the wild animals from raiding farms. The group is also active in Zimbabwe, where it is involved in modernizing schools and sinking boreholes for poor rural communities. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.